On 6PR Breakfast, it's time for Peter Ford.
For Reading Cinemas Belmont, all movies just $10. Conditions apply.
The boys watch the girls while the girls watch the boys who watch the girls go by.
6 minutes after eight, I'll tell you what, Peter Ford, he loves a big opening, a grand opening. We've got Russell Tate, the big boss from Sydney. We've got Adam Lang, the second big boss from Sydney. We've got the Premier in the building. Really, when you think about it, the only man lacking to make this occasion, the grand opening of the new studios of 6PR complete, is our very own Peter Ford, Millsy.
Well, I'm sure he's here in spirit. G'day, Pete.
Well, I should have been cutting the ribbon. Absolutely.
Yeah. You're good at that.
And, this sounds almost as big as the opening of the new stadium in Perth. It sounds massive.
Very similar. Yes, and
similar.
The Premier involved in both of those big events here in Perth.
Now, what's the latest?
Well, check it out firsthand next week.
Yeah, good man. What's the latest in the unfolding saga of Weinstein?
Oh, where do you start? I've never known a story to unfold like this so quickly and take new turns and get more dramatic and more serious. And what happened, why today sort of took a whole new level, is because another expose story came out, this time in the New Yorker magazine. And this was actually written by Ronan Farrow. Now, he's the son of Mia Farrow and Woody Allen. And he's been working on this for 10 months. And he's chronicled a whole bunch of allegations. He's spoken to women who not only say that he assaulted them or abused them in connection with Weinstein, but now suddenly we are. So what has happened since then? Well, we've had new revelations from Angelina Jolie and Gwyneth Paltrow, both condemning him and both revealing that they were also sexually harassed as young actresses by him. Nicole Kidman has released a statement. She hasn't said anything about Weinstein specifically, but more about how we have to stop this culture of bullying and harassment of women in Hollywood. We've had statements from Hillary Clinton, who has said how appalled and disgusted she is. We've had statements from the Obamas, who've said how disgusted they are. And in fact, one of their daughters went and did an internship with Harvey Weinstein. So it kind of hits home for them. Just in the last hour or so, we've had the news that his wife, Georgina, is leaving him after 10 years. They have two young children together. Even in the last 12 hours, he's been ringing newsrooms, telling them he's going to make a comeback. He's going for therapy and he'll be back. I mean, the man is either delusional or it's just ego out of control or plain old nuts. I'm not sure.
How can those people that were supposedly his mates not realise what he was up to?
Well, I don't know. It's a good question. I can't answer it. I mean, the only person who's actually said I had heard the rumours and did nothing was Glenn Close. Now, she was brave enough to admit that, but it does beg a belief that none of these people knew anything of any substance. It just, particularly the people on the board of the company, they must have known about the payouts and the cover-ups. But in the last 10 minutes, it's been reported that he is about to fly out to Europe to go for sex addiction therapy. Now, you'd have to
Europe's
wonder...
Europe's the last place you'd be going for that.
Well, you really wonder, is he going for that or is he fleeing the country? Is he doing a Roman Polanski and getting out of there?
What do you do at a sex addiction therapy course?
Look, don't make jokes.
I'm serious. How do you deprogram
it's
someone?
It's an addiction like anything else. I guess you do a 12-step program. I don't know. You've got to get to the sex act is probably just the manifestation of a deeper problem. I've watched a lot of Dr. Phil. It's not so much about the sex, but other issues. But we're getting diverted. But so he's flying off to Europe apparently any minute. So it is an extraordinary story. But this is a man whose professional and personal life is just in complete tatters. And he will become the poster boy for everything that's been wrong in Hollywood probably since day one.
What's the audio we're about to hear, 40?
Yeah, well, this is a sting operation the cops in New York did where they were setting him up and he admitted that he had groped and assaulted another woman. So the woman you're going to hear, it's very creepy to listen to, but don't panic too much about her. She was wired up. She knew what she was doing. The cops were there on hand. And he's trying to coax her to come into the bathroom to watch him have a shower. Gee, what an invitation that is. Yeah. But have a listen to this audio.
I'm going to take a shower. You sit there and have a drink. Water.
I don't drink. Can I stay on the bar?
No, you must come here now.
No.
With please?
No, I don't want to.
I'm not doing anything with you. Now you're embarrassing me.
I'm sorry.
I'm everything. I'm a famous guy.
I'm feeling very uncomfortable right now.
Please come in now.
Sabe, you touch my wrist.
Oh, please, I'm sorry. Just come on. I'm used to that.
You're used to that?
He's used to that. I'm a family guy. Come and have a shower. Watch me have a shower. What's all that about?
Well, it's about power. It's about aggression. It's just typical. I mean, this stuff is not uncommon, but this is just an extreme version of
He didn't say, I'm a family guy. I'm a famous guy. Is that what he said?
I think that's what he said.
So that makes it better.
Ooh. Well, no, but it makes it more possible for him to do it and get away with it. It's that sense of entitlement that why wouldn't you want to sit there and watch me have a shower?
He is done and dusted, it's fair to say. 40, that's pretty confronting stuff, isn't it? Thanks for your time this morning. Have a look online, won't you? You're really going to love the studios, and you'll be over here to see them next week.
Good on you. See you tomorrow.